Good morning, this is Pastor Stolz, and once again, welcome to our Sunday worship. The scripture lessons that I will be reading in a moment are as follows. Isaiah 40, 1 through 8. Philippians 4, 4 through 7. Luke 1, 67 to 80, so far. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who hast given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given us his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name, he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee and give thanks unto thee. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, the Lamb of God, the Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And the Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, so rule and govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that being ever mindful of the end things and the days of judgment that are to come, we may be stirred up to holiness of living here and dwell with thee forever hereafter. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. And we confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The first reading, as I mentioned earlier, Isaiah 40, verses 1 to 8. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, and that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, Cry. And he said, What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. Because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God shall stand forever. So far. Philippians 4, 4 through 7. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, my longed for, my joy, my crown, stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech thee, Boeotius and Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreated thee also, true yoke fellowship. Now let me start over. Philippians 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. And let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. So far. St. Luke chapter 1, 67 to 80. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. He hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from all of our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy and the promises of the fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware unto our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. So far. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My sermon theme is the Advent message. We are told a baby boy was born in the hill country of Judea 2,000 years ago. The child's name was John. He was born to the aged Elizabeth and her husband Zacharias. I think we're all familiar with their story. How the angel Gabriel appeared to Zacharias in the temple and told him that he and Elizabeth would have a son. How Zacharias could not believe it because of both their ages. And because of Zacharias' doubt, he was made speechless until the son was born. And when in due time the child was born, and Zacharias disappointed his relatives who wanted the boy to be named after his father by announcing in writing that the baby's name would be John. It was then that God loosed the tongue of Zacharias, and out of his mouth came his hymn of praise, the words, in other words, the benediction, the Benedictus. This morning, let us draw from them, through God's Holy Spirit, the message of Advent. Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied. The song that he sang was a song of rejoicing in the redemption for fallen and lost mankind. Zacharias' hymn was born in heaven to tell of earth's redemption. He was confronted with the eternal faithfulness of the divine promise. He recognized God's word as altogether true. His Advent message proclaims the good news that God hath visited and redeemed his people. All things were now ready. Now the fullness of time was come. All things were now ready that the prophecies of the old should be fulfilled in revealing it through Jesus Christ. The purpose in visiting his people was spelled out most clearly by Zacharias. It was to redeem his people. Zacharias knew full well that sin had come into the world, and death by sin. He too had to say with the psalmist, I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. As a priest of God, he had brought a number of sin offerings to the Lord in behalf of the people. No longer would he sing of redemption in such a stirring way. When God's people sing of redemption today, do they always capture the full significance of the term? If the Advent season brings into sharper focus for the purpose of God's coming down to the sick, the death-infested earth to save us, it shall once again have served its purpose. By visiting us with his salvation, sending his Son to redeem us, our loving Father has visited us with his mercy. Jesus Christ, by his supreme sacrifice, has purchased and won us from the bondage of sin and from the power of death and the devil himself. Now we need no longer be afraid of God, afraid of either the past, the present, or the future. We need not fear death itself, for Jesus came to be our Savior. And since all have sinned, all need to be released from sin's bondage, need the world's only Savior. Zacharias rejoiced because God had visited and redeemed the people of Israel. However, this does not keep his forgiveness and peace from the Gentile nations. Jesus came to be the Savior of all the world. Yes, indeed, Zacharias had every reason to be excited as he spoke this final prophecy. But how does all of this apply to us? Is there reason for you and me to get excited about Christmas? Well, the answer to this question becomes obvious when we begin to count our blessings. We should keep in mind that by nature we too were among them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. But when we were baptized, or when we first believed the gospel, a new day in Christ, child, dawned for us, and we were called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now we know that there is a Savior who has come to remove the load of our sins that weighed down upon us. He did this by paying it for himself. This Savior satisfied both the justice and the mercy of God. In him is centered all of our hope also in this new year coming. The windows are thrown wide open for another year of grace. Will it be a full year? Well, we don't know. Will it be the way of green pastures and still waters, or perhaps the valley of the shadow? But nevertheless, we rejoice, for we know that he will go with us every step of the way. He also wants us to be excited about our obligation to a world around us, still walking in the darkness of sin, of materialism, of righteousness, self-righteousness. It too needs to be the dawn of day as never before. And it will not be found in the fading frills of a secular Christmas, but only as we have found it in the Christ child. Has not God called us to the kingdom for such a time as this, that having been delivered from the bonds of Satan, we might serve God without fear? As we prepare to set our feet toward Bethlehem to experience the true peace and joy of Christmas, may we remember those who are still sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death. In the closing words of the Benedictus, Zacharias gives the answer, that the Christ child will guide our feet into the way of peace. Natural man has no inborn radar to guide him to heaven. On the contrary, the world is pointed to hell because the wages of sin is death. Each of us must confess, I know that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord to come to him. You know, science has unfolded many mysteries, but it still has not discovered any protection against sin, and it never will. Only Jesus Christ offers hope. He alone is the bringer of salvation. Oh, may each of us dedicate ourselves to him as we walk in faith in harmony between God and us through Christ. For all Christ has done for us and for our salvation, we owe him much. In other words, we owe him everything. Yeah, we are weak, but in him we shall be strong. May this holy season properly prepare us to receive him who guides our steps all the way to heaven. May God grant this to each of us. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, and to thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as it becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course and be preached to the joy and edification of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide to the very end, but only through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.